Chelik of Das Ksis de Rocha. The Al Yishur is starting to map out how a person does a tikkun. We'll start Perek Shlishi today where he starts out. Das Ksis de Rocha, Amud Kuf Ayin Aleph. Just to give a 2-minute introduction of what he's doing in the coming Prakim. The Al Yishur is based on a Seder of Avodah that a person is composed of four yesodos, four elements. Ofar, Mayim, Ruach, and Esh. Those are the four yesodos of Chaim Vital and Talmud that he speaks about and others. And the Midas that a person has, particularly the Midas Rois, which is really what this Chelik of the Sefer is about, are stem, each one of them, from different Shoroshim. Now the way the Al Yishur is going to work in the coming Prakim is that the different midas, the lowest level midas, we'll call it, keep a person distant from Ruchanias and Gansen. Let's take the context of what we've been learning the whole year. The topic is, how does a person get to Simcha and Torah, Simcha and Avodas Hashem? And the real topic is that on one hand, a person is by nature not Ruchanias oriented, and therefore there's a struggle between his neshama and his guf in a big way. And all the other things that come along for the ride, which create this tension between one side of a person and the other side of a person. And the simcha that we're trying to get to is when the two things converge and work together. The different midas act in different ways of taking a person away from Ruchanis. The more megushim the midah is, the more megushim the midah is, the more the greater the distance is going to be, the greater it's going to cause a person to distance themselves from Ruchanis, we'll say it that way. Therefore, we start from the bottom up, from the lowest level. Sayyid ha'afar hu akfedus, the most basic element that a person is created from is afar, earth. Pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu took Adama, afar, and created other rishim. So that means that a dominant factor, as much as maybe we don't want to hear about it, of ourselves, is offer. Offer is what causes kvedos, it causes heaviness. Hamafriya la'odom, it disturbs a person, lizgabra gufniyusai, to be concerned with ruchniyus. Matinu Hagdoro Muflol Atzos. We found an incredible Hagdoro of what Atzos means in the Gemara in the Darm Lacham Advov. Quote, Haimer, if a guy says, Arain Shecher is a Pesach, Shechti my Kom Pesach, Al Das, Mishi Yalam, Mikem Rishon Yishayim, whichever of my kids come to Yishayim first. Kima Shehichin is Rishon Yishayim, Ruba Zachar Vachalkoi. So the Gemara says, Maisa Hoya, the Kodmu Bonim Lubonis, the girls came first. Boys, till they got up in the morning, was at Pesach, they were tired from helping or Ben Hazmanim activities. The girls, this was Jesus. Says the Gemara, Murid the Galashin, Benimsa, Bonais Zrizois. The girls, the Maidlach was Zrizois, they were on the ball, they were on the program, they weren't lazy. Ubanim and the boys were Shvelim, they were lowlives. So Mamal de Gazach, what's the opposite of Zrizos? Atzlos. Why does the Gemara in the Dharm call the opposite of Zrizos Shiflos? Nimsa, Neru Mizeh, Zok Ta'al Yishor. Ki Ahefechu Azrizos was Shiflos. Why is it Shiflos? She explains, Adam HaShakoichus Guf HaShaltam Alav. A person that the Koichus of the Guf rule over you. Ve'eno Matzliach Lishtachar Mehem. And you can't free yourself, being bound down by your guf, into the matzav shel shiflus. Quotes the Mesillas Hashem over here. Afri yas hachamri yas gasa, gashmi yas by nature is heavy. Ki al kein, and that's why le'yach breaks all the b'torach ha'malacha, that's why people don't want to work. Misha writes a lich way, says, this is because somebody wants to get anywhere in life, trach yas gabar atzme negativoi, if yas gabar negat your nature, yas gabar atzme yas davis. Shimu meniach atzme biyat kvei duzoi, if you're going to leave your hand leave yourself in the hands of your heaviness, Vadei Shalitriach. Shil Shom says a shocking zach. Shil Shom says, by default, a person is heavy. Listen to this lashon again. Let me medayek it. She'imu miniach atzmo biyad kvedusoi. If you're going to allow yourself to stay in the state of heaviness, you're not going to be matzliach. That means a person is composed of offer. Offer causes, first of all, atzmos. And it causes that a person in his natural state is heavy. Doesn't want to get up. Doesn't want to get up. Doesn't want to get up in the morning. I don't want to get up. Shiva Bachel has to get up in the morning for Shachmas. Sometimes he has to get up for Mincha. And he has to get up. He doesn't want to get up. It's glued to it. So a person thinks that's Newton's laws of gravity. I have a different time to explain to you. That is the Pella. Newton, they ring down that he was sitting under the apple tree and the apple fell on his head. And then he made the cheshbon of how fast, how much the earth pulled the apple down. I'm not sure because I didn't go to physics when I was supposed to. It was good. I went to learn. I hope my mother, Lashon, forgives me. I didn't tell her. The apple fell down, right? So I never understood Newton. Contemplated. We talk about him. Physicist. Apple fell down. He didn't want to say it. He said, oh, this is gravity. I said, you try to get up in the morning for Shachris. Now, the only thing is that it could be the gravity, the equation slightly different. It means that the pull of the apple to the ground, the pull of the apple to the ground is not as strong as the pull of when the alarm clock rings and Yeshiva has to get up. That's gravity. The Newton's a guy, he has apples. I'm pulling my head, straight the cup. Try to get a person up for Kriya Shema, then you see what comes down. That's the real theoretic force of gravity. We don't need Kaisha source. If I have apples falling on your head to go prove to you that there's gravity. Of course we know there's gravity. Do we have there's gravity when the first Yeshiva Bocha ever his mother tried to get him out of bed for Shachris? That's gravity. That's the pull of, that's what Yosham is saying, by the way. That's the kvedus. The kvedus of the offer. I'm just showing over here, the Ali Shom here saying a moiridika shocking chiddush. He's saying, so why is Atzmos called shiflus? Why are you a low life? Because Atzmos means that you're under the domination of your guf, and the guf by nature is heavy. I want you to pay attention to Amud Kufay and Gimel on the side over here. In the third paragraph, Zehu Gadol Mikol Masha Amar Shleim HaMelech, we'll get to it soon. He says, the last line is, B'zeh Hariya Atzmos U'mivtzar HaToma. He says, Atzmos is a fortress of Toma.
Now, if I were to ask you, for example, I would ask Eilam over here.
Out of all the Midas Rahs that you know, which is the worst Mida? Kaas, terrible thing. Taiva is gefährlich. Kina is doch sickening. Kamtzana is impossible to live with. Though the guy chips in for the electric bill, the Dira.
Impossible.
Sinner is gefährlich.
Yes, we are. What about Atlas? Atlas is the shens, the best, nicest, yeshivish, healthy meat that I could be. Doesn't bother anybody. It doesn't chip anybody. It's not kin, it's not taiva, it's not kas, it's not gaiva. It's not sin. It's Atlas. Okay? People don't even ask about the Rashi Duchim anymore, you know. Halavai don't only be Atzos, they want to know the other big three, kin, netayv, or kavod. Atzos is a harmless thing. It's Sheval Taisi. He doesn't do anything, he just stayed horizontal. He didn't bother anybody, he didn't do anything to anything. Why does the Hezekiah they sure call him a Mivtzar HaToma? He calls it the Fortress of Toma. Fortress of Toma. Why is the Fortress of Toma? Why is Dafka Atzmos called Shiflos, Roshu Gemara. What happened to the son? It was Erev Pesach, and the father said, I'm shechting forever, it turns up for us. The girls came running. They heard in the seminary about Korban Pesach. They said, we're on the program. The boys, Angus Unterstag, they come back from the homes, man, till they got up, till they came. I don't know, the mission should say, the girls were Zvizas, and the boys were B'nai Torah. Shvelim, low lives. Yeah, that means that insult is after Ruben and Teru. All they did was they wanted to have a little bit of mother and children get up a little bit late, and the father's former mices was going Pesach when the girls came running. Why? Why is it called shiflos? You think they're a different look at the way Chazal looked at midras. Atzlos is the worst of all the midras. Because a guy who's a Kimnatayev Kovet, at least he's on the program, he's in the ballpark. The Atzel guy never came to the stadium. He never came to play ball because he's in bed. Because he's under the shlita of the offer. Says Bechal, is Bechal not in the parasha Bechal? So why are you a low life? Because you've turned off your neshama and you're completely dominated by the gashmias, what the Seel Zeshon calls ofriyas, hachomiyas, gasa. Alkein leyachbut to other dark locha. By the way, this Seel Zeshon is a life-changing Seel Zeshon. Zeshon says that if you're not giving us kabur, your offer is going to drag you down, because that's the metzias of the tzura, what an other is. That means, when a person has trouble, it's not just getting up in the morning. That's a yeshivish joke. In making the effort to do. So a person says, maybe I'm weak. He goes to a blood test. He goes to this, he goes that. He has excuses. It's not. It's because you're under the shlita, you're under the domination of offer. And a person who doesn't fix, if you don't fix atzlos, you don't fix atzlos. You don't. So you're better off with kinnah, you're better off with tayv, you're better off with kavod, because at least you're out of bed. But what Ali Shur is saying is that in the first step of the scale of bridging this gap between guf and neshama, the first step is that atzlos is at the other end of the scale, because atzlos means you're totally dominated by your guf. You're totally dominated by your guf. You're sleeping. You're asleep. This zach applies in every area. It applies in ruchnias. It applies in everyday life. It applies in mitzvahs. The ikker, it applies in learning. Plus, we're going to get to the item sitting here. It applies in learning in a very, very distinct way. Guys learning a tesis, and tesis brings down the gemara and subas. If you're learning baba kama, for example, or you're learning subas and tesis brings down the gemara and baba kama, and the chavrusa says, let's look it up, and you look at it and say, do you know how many, far away this farmer shrank is? So this is, we get to there. That's the Everest. So you tell you, Chavrusa, let's figure it out by ourselves. We know Aramaic, we know Hebrew, we know Aramaic. We'll figure it out. So that's a 5-word excerpt of Ksubas. You're not such a big bucky, but you got the idea of it, more or less. So, person stays in Amoritz like that, by the way. Amoritz. That's Atzlos. You never really make the effort because you're under the Kvedos. And you schlep along in life like that. You get married like that. You have kids like that. You schlep along under the shlita of the offer where you never lift your feet off the ground because it's too heavy. It's heavy. But a person feels heavy. Good old Atzlos, the Mifzah HaTumah. The Mifzah HaTumah. Atzlos is the worst thing, by the way. People think if you have to pick a song, you pick an Atzl or a Bataiva. Right away a Bataiva, yeah? For sure. Atzl is nothing you can do with. He's just a kemich. He's a shuffle. He's a lowlife. Bataiva is what to humble with. Maybe one day he'll take the title for good things, but he's alive. He's out of bed in the morning. What he's running after is something else. He's running after money, okay? But maybe he'll take the guy who's running after money and turn it into Abba Fatah, like the Zohar Kaddish says. But the Otzel's in bed. There's nobody home. You're talking to a pile of mud. You're talking to the offer. This inside is learned out of a Gemara, a Medrash in Tvarim. Let's learn it inside. Pasuk says in Parshas Mitzvahim, Lev HaShemayim Lemei V'Layomi Ki Kolei V'Elacha Hadova Mo'oid V'Ficho U'Bevobcho V'Saisoi. Torah HaKadosh over there is discussing a very interesting topic. Is Ruchnias within reach? Is it called Relacha Tovah Mo'oid B'Ficho B'Vavcho Asaisai? Or is it over there up in Shemayim, Be'Evel Hayom? Very interesting dialogue that the Torah HaKadosh has with the Yid. How do you relate to Ruchnias? You look at Ruchnias as Me'Evel Hayom, You look at Ruach Nis, not part of your life. You look at Ruach Nis, Mashemayim. Or it's part of you, it's inside of you. Okay, that's a very big dilemma. How a person views himself, how a person views Ruach Nis in the Bria. Is it there or is it here? Chazal Darsh and the famous Chazal, that this person is going on laziness and atzlus. Shivat Ram Omar Shleim Al Atzlus. Shara Malach initially spoke about seven darkness of the lazy guy. Also, they told the lazy guy, Rabcha Be'er, your Rebbe is in town. Lechel Matayra, go learn Torah. Lameshia Vaisan, he says, Monsieur Animina is dangerous. The Saif, because the Medrash says the whole thing. The Rebbe's in town, stage one. The guy says, I can't go. The Rebbe's down the block, it's raining. The Rebbe's next door, can't find my shoes. The Rebbe's here, the Rebbe's in the same floor as you, is in the deer next to you, it's locked. So they get to the final stage where the Rebbe's in the house, and you just have to go and talk to him. So the guy says the ultimate yeshiva shalayin, stage seven, Mivakesh ani lishon oid ma'at. I want to sleep a little bit, I'm tired. It's interesting, so loshon chazal, lishon ma'at. Nobody ever says they want to go sleep for a long time. I'll take a nap for a few minutes, I'll be right back. Matt, some things don't change. Continues the Chazal and says, Amad Bishan also Baboyki, he got up in the morning. That means he said he wanted to go to sleep a little, but he woke up in the morning. That's what I'm being with in Chazal. If he only went to sleep in the night, why did he get up in the morning? Abadosh Tate Mufurish, Kimeduber, that Kimeduber was on the living. Yeah. Nosna Lafan of Lachel, they gave him breakfast, whoever gave him. Umis Asol, Losses Lotoch Piv, Minayin Shanema. Another pasuk, and the last level is what do Rashi Rabbeinu say? Ki krav alecha dav moed. Explains the Ali Shor dav anar. What is this Chazal saying? Chazal describing the Rebbe is the moshul, is a moshul for chachma, for das, for emes. They tell the guy das, emes, taira, call it whatever you want, is available. Go get it. The guy says, oh, it's so far, I can't get it. Go all the way over to the shelf to get the thing. No. So they say, no, it's over here, and the next, we'll just go to the next. Again. No, it's closer. The guy opens up the Gemara for you and says, don't learn the Gemara. I'm tired. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? So, in the Mashal of Chazal, explains Ali Shor, the Chachma, which is the Ruchnius, which is the Rebbe, is outside of you. So then the Otzel is still operating with endless Terutzim, until when he runs out of Terutzim, he says the ultimate Terutz, which is I'm tired. That's the psychology that Chazal said. That's a Kol Zman, the Rebbe is on the outside. What am I sure? Moshe Rabbeinu took care of the problem of Atzlus. How did he take care of it? He said, Kikor ve'elecha ha'dover mo'oy b'fichol v'ochol ha'say. He says the Gemara. He says, Chazal, ha'yitzi dover mitoch b'ich, it's inside of you. Effective Hakash, I don't understand. How did that deal with the problem of Atzlus? How does that take care of the problem of Atzlus? The Rebbe is inside you, the Rebbe is outside you. What's the difference? The guy's lazy, he wants to sleep. What happened to the ultimate taina of Reitzel Lisha in Mahat. I want to go to sleep. What happened to the time? Because the Torah is inside of you. So now you're not tired anymore. Sokta Ali Shor, this Chazal is a Raya Muchachas. That the Yesod of Atzlos is based on how a person sees themselves. Kozman, a person sees the Rebbe as outside, the Ruchnius as being exterior to you. So what are you? You're a pile of offer. Because you look at Ruchnius as something me'ever layam, b'shamayim, but you are just offer min adama. Kozman, you look at yourself as you offer min adama, so then you're dominated by the offer, and then you're covered, you're heavy, you can't move. I came along with Moshe Rabbeinu and said, the whole thing's a toy, the Rebbe's not outside, it's not down the block, it's not in the city, it's not in the next room, it's not in the next door, it's not anywhere. Ki kor ve'elecha adova mo'oy b'vicha v'ocha says that you yourself are Ruchnius. Ruchnius, the laziness ended. Went away. I'm not heavy anymore. That's why it's called Chiflus. Atzlus is called Chiflus because Atzlus is an articulation of the fact that a person doesn't look at himself as a Ruchniistic being. No, a person who's devoid of Ruchnias, a person who has a vacuum of Ruchnias, is a lowlife. You're a behemoth. You're a shuffle. You're a low creature. You're low. Why is shuffle? You're low. You're close to the ground. It means you're hanging out with who you are, with the offer. Happen to be said, oh, you're standing on 4 feet, you're standing on 2 feet, but you're shvelim, the bottom. It's a shocking Gemara. the yeshiva bachurim turned up late for the Gorm Pesach, that doesn't mean all yeshiva bachurim turned up. Those guys in the Dorim, a couple of thousand years ago, who turned up late, so what are they called? The Oilam Void are called Shalem. You imagine? And now you're looking at that. Why? Because they're dominated by the Guf, and the fact that they're lazy is a simin that they see themselves as offer. Because when you see yourself as offer, then you're a mitzvah of offer. Moshe Rabbeinu took care of, resolved the problem of atzlos. Now, what do you mean to say it's inside of you so it's easier? He meant to say that it's inside of you so you don't have to make the effort. He meant to say that the Torah is inside of you so you don't have to have a melos b'Torah. That's not what he meant. What he meant to say is that the minute you'll realize and accept the fact and live with the awareness that it's inside of you, you won't be an atzel anymore. Because you'll shake off the kvedas of the offer, because you'll have a hakor, you'll be able to access the Torah that's inside of you. And if it's inside of you, it's not exterior of me, so that means by nature that what defines me is not offer, what defines me is the Torah that's inside of me. And then it comes out that this dialogue of Lemeivel Ayami, Lemashamayimhi, this dialogue, where is the Ruchnius? Where is the Torah? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it inside of me or is it outside of me? Is it critical Nakamina? I would add on, I always say every year in Elul, I don't know my Noel of Elul, I was looking forward first to Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Zohar and then other things that come after it. But there's a thing called Elul. Just got over it. This pasuk of Kikor Melech Adav Moed, my man brings down, is going on tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah azayis, v'nifleisi v'cho, v'lei v'choy kihi, lei v'ashamayim hi, lei me'ev lei api, Kikor Melech Adav Moed, v'cho v'cho azayis, it's very strange. The feet of Shatah, it's going, so chasal darshan d'ran atzlos. Well, the feed of Shatter is going on Shuvah, like Ramban said, it's very strange. Where do we find a Zam Mitzvah where the Torah goes into a Havamin and maybe you'll think that the Mitzvah is too far away from you? No, it's close. I always wondered, what does the context mean that a Mitzvah is far away and a Mitzvah is close? What does that mean? How do you measure Mitzvahs in geographic terms? Well, the feed of this Chazal, it's Niflamoid. Well, the Chazal used this passage for Atzlos. And by Atzlos, what's the new thing? The nidan by atlas is, are you ruchnius or are you gashmius? Where's the ruchnius in your life? It's outside of you or it's inside of you? So the Brisa uses the nafkamina legami ro, legami atzlos, that's richtig. But the same nekuda is legami tshuva. A person doesn't want to do tshuva because the person says, it's so far away. What's that far away? The ruchnius is far away. Tshuva means I'm going back to where I was, but it's outside of me. And shteta that the difficulty in doing tshuva is the hakar and the recognition, the same dialogue they have by atzlos. What's the dialogue by atzlos? Am I fundamentally a ruchnistic being, or am I fundamentally a pile of mud? And the same dialogue which affects atzlos, because the kvedus of the offerer stems from the fact that you look at yourself like a pile of mud. And that's the shiflus that the Gemara speaks about in the Dorm. Tshuva also depends on that. The ability of a person to do tshuva is the recognition of who one fundamentally is, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadish. Because we're lucky, I don't know why you feel the love for us.